It's time now for your letters. Yesterday, I spoke with Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee. He's decided to give up his leadership role to, as he put it, get my independence back. The senator said that reaching bipartisan deals may be difficult during a presidential campaign, but it's still worth a try.
That impressed Joe Martini of Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. He writes, "Thank you for this interview and allowing us all to hear Senator Alexander's willingness to work toward what is best for this country through openness to ideas and cooperation with Democrats. I wish there were more senators like him from both sides of the aisle."
Also yesterday, we checked in with fans of the Boston Red Sox. They are in the odd position of rooting for their number one rivals in New York. Well, maybe not exactly rooting for, as we heard from Sox fans Brittany Langston and Annie Dantowitz.
For us to actually get into the World Series, we'll put it this way. I'm not rooting for the Yankees. I'm rooting against the Rays.
I think that what you just said is basically being like, I don't want kittens to die. I just want a wolf to have its food.
As some of you pointed out, the Red Sox aren't the only baseball team to be put through its paces. Jeffrey Bendix of Cleveland Heights, Ohio, writes, "Speaking as a resident of a place that has not had a World Series championship since 1948 or a championship of any kind since 1964, I find Red Sox Nation's poor us attitude increasingly hard to take."
Ned Wilson of Talent Oregon adds the Seattle Mariners to that list, and he goes on to write, "The poor A's have been out of the picture so long, I can hardly remember where Oakland is located."
Well, here's where we're located. You can write to us at npr.org. Just remember to click on Contact Us.
This is NPR.